You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, there's something really special about the Golden Dawn Tavern and Power Up on Ponsonby Road.
Just hello there. You're listening to 95BFM, PS.
Of course, of course.
John, just let everyone in gently.
I'm just easing into it as well. That venue has seen a lot of special gigs and or performers perform there. And they kind of sometimes slip under the radar. And we were up here yesterday doing the drive show and everyone was like, hey, Nightjewel's playing tomorrow night at Golden Dawn. Have you heard about it? And we were like, actually, no, we haven't heard about this.
Oh!
They're like, get Nightjewel up. Because she is amazing. I'm saying this, you know, like...
We just listened to Boo.
Flattery will get you nowhere with me.
You're currently fossicking through
just
your
kidding.
Bag.
Just keep.
Chuck such a little lip gloss on now. Is that your ticket?
It's my boarding pass,
you
yeah.
You don't need that anymore. Don't freak out.
Yeah, no, I'm just setting it over here.
I tend to hold on to those for way too long.
All my trash in this area.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, welcome, Ramona.
Thank you.
AKA Nightjewel.
Hey.
You are another one of those amazing artists that are going to grace Golden Dawn with your presence.
Mm.
Have you seen the place yet?
I have seen the place.
It's a cute little triangle.
Adorable.
That you're performing in.
I love it. I mean, it's perfect because our setup is small and I'm small, so it works.
Now, you're sort of currently in the middle of, I guess, New Zealand and Australia tour.
You've done Wellington, haven't you?
Did Wellington last night. It was a blast. Drink a lot of whiskeys, and the audience was super sweet. The town is really small.
It's amazing, isn't it?
And like, yeah, we immediately, like the first night we were there, like some guy offered to take us like up into the bush and like four-wheel drive us like all the way up the mountain. And we were like, all right. And so we went with him and he took us all over the coast and everything. And he was like kind of out of his mind. And like, I was like fearing for my life slightly. But it was a whole lot of fun, you know?
What's great for me is how you said bush rather than forest.
Well, no, I know I said that because for you, I did that for you.
Yeah, we don't have tall trees.
I appreciate that.
Actually, it was a forest. It was a pine forest over there because the stupid American like influence. Like they were like, oh, I just put a bunch of pine trees on this beautiful land.
Great investment.
But you know what? There's a bunch of eucalyptus trees, not from here, but from Australia, on our land, ruining our views and whatnot.
Do
so it's kind of like reciprocal.
Do you
damage.
Get the koala? You get the eucalyptus tree, but you don't get the koala. That's
it's,
quite a ripoff.
It's so lame.
Doesn't seem fair.
It seems like at
least four eucalyptus trees, you should get one koala.
I completely agree with you. I wanted to let you know that, and I want to let your listeners know that I did pet a koala on this trip. The koala's name was Waffle.
That brings us to a great thing, actually. You've just been to Australia as well.
Yes.
How do you rate Australians?
Oh wait, no, that koala first.
The koala's a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, little bugger.
The Australians are super, super nice. Like the sweetest people.
They're listening right now.
It's interesting with Australians because they do talk a lot about themselves. Like before anything else, they really want to tell you what's going on with them.
Bravado.
Yeah, it's a bit of bravado, and you know,
maybe I'm
misjudging it, but it's just like, you know, in America, if you like instantly are just like, if someone's like, how are you, you know, that's just a rhetorical question. You don't actually launch into like what's going on, like, you know what I mean? But hey, it's like to each his own, like whatever you gotta do. New Zealanders don't seem as like obsessed with
we're
that.
We're a little bit more inward. It takes a little bit more to get stuff out of us, but you're performing at a bar, so there's I'm sure people will be ecstatic to...
People were very giving last night after they had some drinks.
No doubt.
Now, there was a lot of people up here in the BFM office that are excited about you playing tonight at Golden Dawn. Tell us, we're new to you, so if you don't mind, are you able to tell us a little bit about yourself to us here on the drive show?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a...
That's a hard question.
I'm a very jaded Mexican Jew from California. I play synth and sing, and my music, I've been doing it for like 9 years now, sort of like independent bedroom music, but the live show is a duo and it's pretty hype, actually, what we've designed it, because we've been doing like a greatest hits Nightjewel set. I've released like, I don't know, almost like 8 records, like EPs and LPs, and also collaborations, like a track we're going to play with Omar S, who's from Detroit, like a legendary house producer, or Dame Funk. We're going to do collabs.
You got a bevy to choose from.
Yeah, it's just we're going to do like all the hits tonight. And so I think like even if you never got into Night Jewel, or you were there in the beginning, or you're here maybe later, like the later records, I think there's something like for everyone with this like particular set. So it's a good thing.
Cool.
You've done a lot of touring. Have you done a bit of touring of Europe as well recently?
Yeah, we were there. We did 1 4-week tour and 1 2-week tour. So we've been there quite a bit. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm good on Europe for a little while, actually. I'm just like, how many times can I see Paris?
So many places.
Yeah.
So many places.
How do you find, is there anywhere like you've been globally or domestically in the US or down in Australasia and you have hit a show and suddenly you're like, oh my God, this is
where I want to be.
The fans are crazy about me, or this is the place where I'd want to live.
The weird thing about being a musician is like that whole thing, it constantly changes.
Surely
you know?
There's algorithms for that.
I mean, there could be, but like, I feel like, you know, one year it's like, all I want to do is talk about how my favorite place is Glasgow. Then like another time it's like Berlin. Then another time it's like weirdly like Denver, California or something. You know, I like this Australia trip was like amazing. Like Melbourne is wonderful, but I feel like it always changes, and it just changes depending on like who you're connecting with at the time. So I don't really play favorites. I just try to like go in and just see what people are into. You
it's
know,
very diplomatic of you.
I mean, I can tell you like what I'm like. I'm
no,
like,
I would
hey,
thought John
I can
was
tell you
ask
what I
where
hate.
You're definitely never going to go back to.
That's I can tell you what I can tell you what where I'll never go back to.
Okay, let's hear it. Is there a long list? You're taking a big breath.
Well, I feel like I'm definitely like good on the UK for like 3 years or more. Like I just it's so. Can you cuss?
Yep.
Okay. It's so fucking dreary.
like the weather?
Like the whole vibe. I mean, I love my like British fans, but Jesus.
They do
like,
have their snap moments. Like it'll be like
I'm like
two
a wet
of,
rat every yeah. time I'm there. You know what I mean? I'm like just like covered in like this rain that's just like pissing on me, and I'm dirty.
It adds an extra hardness to life. It just doesn't need to be.
The fans are so good, but damn, quality of life is pretty far down. So yeah, I'm like, I need like a break from the UK for like 3 years, you know?
Right on.
Sweet. Yeah.
Fair enough. Hey, should we reiterate what is actually happening? Nigel, whom we're speaking to right now, is playing Golden Dawn tonight, 8 p.m. Is there anyone ushering you out, or is it you coming in cold, just giving it a long
What's
long
the name of
set?
The opener again?
Duckling Monster.
Oh, right.
Duckling Monster.
Sweet. Perth.
Cool. I think this is definitely one of those Golden Dawn nights that you as a listener probably need to sneak along to. It's Thursday.
Get out of the house. Thursday, basically Friday.
Easing
let's be honest.
Into summer.
You can phone in Friday.
Stretch those legs
much.
Of yours. All right. Okay.
Matt's got his hand up, everyone.
Oh,
sorry.
No, I just had a point to make.
Yeah, let me just.
He's making a point.
There's still tickets till 7 o'clock under the radar.
Oh, so you can do a little pre-buy, cruise in like you own the place and just flash a thing.
Otherwise, you're just going to have to do a normal, like, you know, come in and like buy it.
Wait in the queue.
Like a plebeian. You don't want to do that.
You like you know shit, eh?
25
at all
minutes.
Times.
25 minutes to buy it online and make it easy for yourself later this evening.
Yeah.
Should we end on this Butte collab that you've arranged?
Yeah. So I'm a collaborator and I've collabed with some like pretty awesome people. This one is this guy Omar S. out of Detroit. And if you don't know his music, y'all, you really need to check it out. It's just like amazing, like legendary like producer. He makes house and he randomly was in LA and Dame Funk was supposed to hang out with him that day.
Strong.
But Dame couldn't do it, so Dame wrote me and said, my friend Omar S. is here. You know him? I was like, oh, are you kidding? I'm a huge fan. He's like, he's at In-N-Out Burger on Santa Monica or on Sunset, and could you hang out with him today? And I was like, okay. And so I took the train over to In-N-Out Burger. He was waiting in the parking lot.
Was there a queue at In-N-Out Burger?
There's always a queue at In-N-Out Burger.
Damn you! I hate it. Seriously, it's so bad. It pisses me off every time I try and go there.
It's not that good.
It doesn't sound like it's just, it's In-N-Out. Like it's not that
no,
simple.
No, not at all.
And can't queue for that, eh? Sorry. Don't make me queue for In-N-Out Burger, please.
I can't wait in lines. But anyways, he was waiting in his car and he was actually in LA to purchase a race car. He races cars in Detroit. And so we hung out in his car and we ate some burgers. He actually went in. He went in twice.
Ooh.
Two times. Yeah, yeah.
Lined up.
And we talked about records. We went record shopping that day. We had dinner together too. And, I mean, we spent the whole day together. And then he called me up and said, like a couple months later, he's like, can you come to Detroit and work on some tracks with me? And I was like, I've never been so happy to eat an In-N-Out burger in my life that I got this collab out of the water, just like scarfing on some In-N-Out. This is great.
And the result is...
And the result is this song that's coming at ya.
All right. We'll see you tonight at Golden Dawn.
Nigel.
See you tonight at Golden Dawn. And much love to my New Zealanders, Kiwis out there.
Right on. Thank you kindly.
I confess to you.
At Maximum Sift is Night Jewel along with Omar S.
Playing tonight at Golden Dawn.
Get along and shake your tail feather, ladies and gents.
Julia Jacklin or
what?
One of those.
What
many,
is your tangent? Explain
many
yourself.
Many artists which have slipped under the radar that have played there, and you're like, oh god, I wish I've seen them.
Speaking of wishing, hopefully, if you need a place to stay, we can accommodate you right after this.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.